This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
In fact, Psalm 34 says this. I didn't mention this in the first service. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. You may never be closer to the Lord when you're broken before him. That's my point. And he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Crushed in spirit is one of those things that's the deepest pain of all. When somebody is crushed in their spirit, and the Lord says, I'm there. I'm with you. I save those who are crushed in spirit. This is all about the heart, this message. And I thought, you know, since we're talking about the heart, I want to share a story with you from Dr. Maurice Rawlings. I don't even know if he's still alive. He was a cardiologist from Chattanooga. I remember visiting Chattanooga, and the minister that I visited back in the 80s was talking about Maurice Rawlings, a cardiologist. He wrote a book about death and dying. He said that during his career, he had resuscitated hundreds of people from what would be called clinical death or heart stoppage, whatever term you want to use. He says this, he believes that about 20% of the patients that he had resuscitated from death recall afterlife experiences that were hellish. And he said, most of the time we hear in the news that, oh, I saw the great light and I just went to the light. And everybody describes the what you read in the media, these glowing stories. And he said about 20% of the time people describe total fear, total anxiety over what they experienced in their after-death experience. And here's what Dr. Maurice Rawlings said. I was just an intellectual Christian, a lukewarm Christian, a social clubber. But this experience made me pull out my Bible. Those experiences changed the lives of the people who had experienced them, and they changed my life as a physician. You think Alcoholics Anonymous is great, but wait till you see someday Sinners Anonymous. I have learned that it's not safe for someone to die unless he or she knows where he or she is going to spend eternity. Would you listen to that last sentence again? I have learned that it is not safe for someone to die unless he or she knows where he or she is going to spend eternity. It's not a preacher talking. That's a guy who's experienced death and life and death close up and personal because of his medical practice as a cardiologist. Isn't it interesting to hear what he has to say about it? It's all a heart issue. It really is. David is describing when he's convicted about the sin of adultery and the sin of murder, the double whammy there. He's convicted. He's broken. But he wasn't broken at first. There are some Bible scholars that think this may have taken a year or two for David to come. It can take you a while to come under the conviction of God. It can take me a while, all of us. But you know what? It will come. Sooner or later, if people are praying for you, and someone's praying for you, the conviction of God comes into a man's life or a woman's life just like a light. And you could be driving down the freeway, I-75 or I-70 or 675. You can be at work. You can be going on vacation. And all of a sudden, there's an awareness in your spirit that wasn't there 5 seconds earlier. I have sinned against the Father. And against you and you only, Lord, have I done this in your sight. And there's a contriteness and a brokenness that comes. And God says, I'll never turn my back on it, on you. I'll never turn my back on a broken and a contrite heart. He will not despise. What does this message say to you? Don't ever pray for justice, but do what David did. Lord, according to your mercy, your unfailing love, your compassion, blot out my transgressions. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Let's pray together.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.